Testing 1 2 1 2. Testing 1 2. Test 1 2. Test. Testing. This is January the 27th, 1990. My name is Nancy Nuz. I'm with the Florida Folk Life Programs. I'm in Eatonville, Florida today at the home of Miss Davis, and she lives right in the center of town. We're going to talk about her memories of childhood. Okay, first of all, let me get your full name.
Annie Lou Davis.
Annie, and is your middle name L-O-U? Or
L-U-E. That's the way I spell it.
Okay, and Davis. And what's your correct address here, Miss Davis? Your address here in Eatonville?
His,
is it 221 or?
What is, 320. 320.
Huh? That's okay.
What is it?
I thought it was 22, but I haven't looked very closely.
That's okay. I get mixed up, you know, the chain thing.
Uh-huh.
It's 320.
Kennedy, right? Is this Kennedy?
Kennedy Avenue, okay. Yeah. 322. That's what it is.
Okay.
322, Kennedy Avenue.
I thought I saw a couple of twos out there.
I get mixed up, and you see, it used to be 242, mm-hmm. 240 something or something. I don't know.
Miss Davis, what's your date of birth?
March the 2nd, 1913.
Okay. And where were you born?
Well, I was born in Americus, Georgia.
Americus, Georgia. And how did you get to Eatonville?
Now, that's a long story. I don't know.
You don't know why your parents moved here?
Oh, don't know when they moved here.
Or why? No. Why they decided to?
No, I don't. I don't know anything about my breath. Mm-hmm. I couldn't, you know, just describe it to you, you know, to tell you exactly.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how old you were when you first started living here in Eatonville?
Yeah, I was. What, 18 when I come here.
18 years old.
When I come here. Yeah, but you see, I've been in the state of Florida ever since I was around about 16, but you see, I lived it further down south.
Where'd you live further south?
Around Bradenton. I mean, Sarasota. I did in a place to call, it was kind of like Eatonville, but it wasn't owned by black. It was on, you know, but nothing lived there but black.
And that's right.
It was in right in the heart, it said, called the Robonia.
Robonia, okay.
Mm-hmm. Between Palmetto and Bradenton.
Right, I know where that is.
Was it between well, you get to Robonia. And then Palmetto, and then
Bradenton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know about where that is. Okay, so what are your earliest memories of coming here to Eatonville? That was, you were 18, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I want to talk to you about your growing up days. And yesterday we were talking about some of the games you played. So why don't you give me just your memories of the types of games that you played? And,
well,
as a young child.
Oh, we played hopscotch, and we jumped rope, and we played ring around the roses, and clam trees.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for this.
Do you remember? Let's just talk about hopscotch for a minute, because I know everybody plays it different ways. Do you remember how you played and how you drew out the lines on your hopscotch?
Yeah, we made it in square.
Okay.
And we had have a chip, a brick, a piece of glass, a lead, we would throw in the ring. And the one what, if it didn't slide out, you skip. And then you picked it up and threw it to the next one until you throw it out. If it went out, you was out of the game.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how many blocks you had? How many blocks you had?
No, I can't remember the. Uh-huh. But I know they had, square, then you'd hop to the end. They had it kind of to the head. They had it kind of shaped like that TV.
Right.
And that's where you would hop out at. Okay. But they had, it was big. When you get through hopping around and throwing that lead, you had to hop the long way.
Did you play in the dirt or did you play on the sidewalks?
We played in the dirt.
And you drew your lines?
Yeah. We drew our line in the dirt.
Do you remember who played with you?
No.
I mean, not people-wise, but were there boys?
No.
Did the boys play or just the girls?
The boys and the girls all played together.
Mm-hmm. And this was in Americus, Georgia, is that right?
No.
Okay. It was in Florida?
I was born in Americus. Yeah.
Okay. And your early growing up days, where did you spend those?
Well, the most of my growing up days, it was in Robonia.
Robonia, okay. Mm-hmm. That's good.
But they said from my childhood, around 7, 8, or 9 years old. And 10 and 11 like that. Mm-hmm. But they said, didn't know anything about, I just know I was born in America, but I growed, most in Leslie, a place they call Leslie. Well, I, growed up in there until I was around about, 11 or 12. Mm-hmm. And then we come south. But they say, I know more about here than I do there. Okay. Mm.
Do you remember what you used to say when you played Ring Around the Roses?
No, I can't. It's been so long now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go behind one another. Mm-hmm. And we would drop. Whatsoever we had in our hand, you always had a rock and you drop it behind the person. And you see, and but when you go behind the one, you drop it behind it. And you see, the one didn't know it, but behind them, you see, they'll run, one another one will run behind them and pick it up and go behind another one and drop it down.
Uh-huh.
Just like that. I forgot not just how it went.
Uh-huh.
But I know they call it Ring Around the Roses or something. And we always would drop, behind it, a ball, a rock, or piece of glass or anything we had in our hand.
What about the some of the other games that you played? Jump rope. Do you remember? Did you all sing when you turned the rope?
We had. I forgot now the song that we played jumping. I done forgotten now what we were. What was it? I can't think.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow,
it's hard to remember those things.
Because you see, you throwing it, mm-hmm. And the other one, you know, to have it on with CIB, you know how you cross one another like that? And they always would have be seeing something. I forgot now just what was it they would be seeing. And the larger girls and boys see after the smallest children anyway. And they would almost be saying it, you know, when we would be jumping, you know.
How many children were there in your family?
It was three girls and two boys.
And where were you? Were you the oldest? Or
no. No. No, I'm not the oldest one. It's with two youngest one. It was, yeah. It was two older ones. Well, I don't know anything about the first child. It was six of us in all, I think. It was, No, yeah. Because it was three older than the last three. And that was, well, you see, I was the next one. Okay. And I had a brother. And then a baby girl, sister. That's the way it was, but I don't know anything about the first child.
Tell me about when you, what your memories of childhood were. What were your daily activities, maybe around the house or something?
Well, really, what we had to do. We had to clean out from under the house. We had to clean the yards. And we had to tote water for about a half a mile from a spring. And we had to clean, we had to hang up clothes, and we had about four or five tubs, bales, you know, was cut in half,
right.
And had them in lines. And when we come from school, well, when I got big enough to go to school, but when that's what we started, toting water, putting them in them bales, tubs, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's our daily, what we had to do, you know, clean and keep under the house clean and the
so
yards
carried,
and
you
things.
You carried water half a mile to fill the tubs of water?
Yeah, in buckets, yeah, in buckets. Yeah, each child had a bucket to tote the water. When they get tired, we may fill up one today and fill up the next one, you know, until we get it all filled up.
That's interesting. And there was a spring close by.
Yeah, it was a spring.
Do you remember what river that was on, the spring?
Yeah.
There are a lot of springs in Florida.
Yeah, it was a spring. And I know where we went down, you know, like in a canal, like to dip the water. We had something like that with the handle on, where we would dip it up out of the spring and put it in the bucket. And about right out in the middle of this spring, you know, the water would just be bubbling up, you know, in the white sand and thing. Now, we know not to get in there because they said it was really sink in. Mm-hmm. You know, we never did get into that spring. Not then, the old boy, the fishes, you know, they would be playing out there. I don't care how they was playing out there. But you see, us children never did get out there in that spring. We know better. Mm-hmm. And so, each, you know, the oldest children would dip the water from this spring because they wouldn't let none of the smaller children get down there because they might slip and fall over in there. And they would dip water and put in the bucket. And now they would cat up the hill for us. Because we couldn't, the smaller children, you know, they couldn't carry a bucket up the hill. The larger children would take it up the hill until, you know, and then we'd take it and carry it off.
So it's kind of taking care of the little kids.
Yeah, there was small bucket, but I can remember that, you know, and my oldest sister, when I used to sit down and ask my mommy thing with it, and I said, Ma, she said, yeah. And I said, Ma, you know such and such a thing. She said, what? And my oldest sister said, Mama, how she know that? She don't know that. She said, she must have been. She telling it like it is. And she said, Mama, I'm older than she is, and I don't remember that. She said, well, maybe she got a longer memory than you have, Susie Mae. You know, I don't know. We were just close. As far as I know, you know, how my people, you know, they was love their children or something. You know, we was close together. They didn't, from her brothers to her sisters and my grandmother and grandfather, further I can always remember back. We were just like, it just nothing looked like come between the children, they are family.
Right.
We was just in a little knot, looked like. Mm-hmm. And the neighbors was the same way. And we always had to call, like, your mama, or the older peoples and things, we always had to call them uncles and aunties. Mm-hmm. But now the children just call you. It was yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and Miss So and So, or Mister So and So, and Aunt Jane, Aunt Mary, and Uncle Tom, and things like that. But they call you flat out now by your name. Children then had respect for elder people. And if I did wrong or you did wrong, your mother or my mama, they could spank you or whip you, and it wasn't no child abuse, and they would send you home or take you home and say, hey, honey, you know I had to whip so-and-so. Well, darling, that was all right. I know if she wasn't doing something or he wasn't doing something wrong, you wouldn't have never did it. And it was nothing sad about it. It was, I appreciate it. And they said, well, he or she was over to your house. Why you didn't whip it? Why you didn't do so and so? Oh, well, don't come telling me you ought to been whipped it. I know if he hadn't been doing something wrong, you would have whipped it. That's the way their parents did now. Right. Did long in them days when I was coming up a child, you see? And if your mother or my mother and a lady over there had, you know, hit when I was coming up a child, I think my mother had the smaller, you know, family around where I come up. You know, some people, you know, they had 15, 16, and 17 head of children, you know what I mean? And it was out on the farm because I don't know about no farm.
Right.
I wasn't raised up on no farm. But we had farm food. Now, you want to know how it's got that farm food, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Well, just like your father or your grandfather, you know, someone in your family had a farm. I don't know was it their own or what, but anyway, just like where my daddy was a railroad man, just like in my grandfather, he was a drayman. And my father knowed your father, my grandfather knowed your father, my grandfather knowed your grandfather. And y'all were out in the country and had a farm. If you needed, like, seeds or fertilizer or something, and you didn't have the money to buy it, he would say, well, so-and-so, or whosoever your name, well, this was told to me as I growed up. And I was just was wondering, you know, too, where we got so much. He said, well, I'll buy your seeds or your whatsoever you need, you know, if you divide whatsoever your hog, that's my dough.
Oh, you want to answer it?
Back dough.
Because I can turn this off.
And let me get this out. Back door. I mean, you know, and they would say, when you are raised, raise your, kill your hogs, thing, so you bring my, take it to my children, grandchildren, so you, like meat, syrup, things like that.
Exactly.
They would get, okay, I don't know who that is.
Here, I'll put it
on. I didn't even know you had it on.
I just turned it back on.
And see, and that's the way we all got, like, meat and, ham, you know, people had hams and different from their neighbors. And when I was a child coming up, we always had a plenty. And just like syrup, you know, people have syrup. And they said when I was coming up, a child said, he said, what you want mommy to fix for your breakfast? I want your chef chili. I couldn't say syrup. And I say, I want some chef chili. She said, what? I want some chef chili. So I don't know what that is. You do chef chili. Said, I sure what I wanted, you know, because I've always said the man and the lady. It was a long time before I could, you know, talk plain. And like the other children was, I don't know what I was. And so the neighbors would help neighbors with their children and things. They would, you know, give each other clothes and things, you know. But they don't do that. They don't appreciate things like that now. Mm-hmm. They'll say, and just like food, if my mother cooked too much of food and things, you know, they didn't have no Fritadell like they got now.
Right.
They had ice boxes. Well, look, they didn't have no ice in them boxes and things. They didn't have no food. I mean, they didn't put no food or nothing in it, no way. and we always had milk, and we always had butter. We had a plenty of milk and butter. Because my grandfather, he bought us a cow. And we always would see after this cow. But it was a white man, he had a pastor. And seeing as this cow, as she was growing up, he told my mama, he said, he always called her Peggy. He didn't ever call her by name. He said, Peggy, he said, the children can put the cow over in my pasture with my cows if they want to until she grow up. And she said, I don't know, them children, they got it spoiled now. Say, I don't know if she'll stay over there for the other cows at or not. And you know she wouldn't. He said, well, you can put her over in the pasture, take her to the pasture and put her over there with the other cow. And so that's what we did. And as she growed up, my mama, you know, she growed up and she had a baby. She had a calf. And then we had milk and butter of our own. And so he said, well, she still can go in the pasture with my cow. Well, you see, she got with calf and nobody never knowed. But by putting her in that pasture with his cows and things, you know, not really, that's the way she got. Because we didn't know, you know, children didn't know like they know now. And so when they told us, Mama said, are we going to have another calf? And I don't know what I'm going to do with it. Said, there ain't nobody going to let no calf be out there, or no cow be out there in the backyard with it. We wasn't no different because we had them old, see, they didn't know no. We was in the little town, but they still had them outdoors.
The outhouses, right?
They still had those outside houses and them well drawing water and pumps and pumping water. They didn't have none. And those of the rich people, they had shampoos and things, but you know, the poor people, they didn't have nothing like that. But it still was in the little old town, like it was really bigger than this place, for as I can think back. Mm-hmm. And just by children coming up, playing with one another, and I didn't, where I was raised up with children, they didn't, it wasn't no such thing as the your white child and your nigger child or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. It was by your name. And we played together, we ate together, we slept together, we fought together. Because I remember it was a family of white my mother cooked for. And it was two girls, or two boys, or something, one to tell her. But anyhow, it was their four children, my mama four children. We all played together. You see, that's the man had the pastor. Uh-huh. But yet and still, we played together, we slept together, we ate together. His mama do. Mama would spank us, my mama would spank them. And it was, you know, well, I don't know nothing about no slave, no way.
Right.
And see, my mother didn't know nothing about no slave. My grandmother didn't know nothing about no slave. But I had a don't know what she was to me. Nothing. Just, well, we had to call her Mama Ching, Mama something. But anyway, we had to call her Mama. Mm-hmm. But she was enslaved. Jane, Mama Jane. She was enslaved, and she would sit down and tell us about slave. And, you know.
Was that in Florida, or was that back in Georgia?
That was in Georgia. Mm-hmm. Was it in Georgia? I don't know, darling.
Do you remember some of the things she told you?
No.
But you would just remember she told you about those.
Yeah,
things.
She would tell us about slave. And
speaking of stories, do you remember, did your mother tell you stories in the evenings? Or?
Oh, yeah. She played games with us around the fireplace. She played, you know. I can't remember them, though, but I can remember her playing games with us. My mother always played games with us at night around the fireplace. And under the biggest of all, I can remember her, you know, our prayer. She taught us our prayer. And she taught us how to love one another. Mm-hmm. And,
do you remember any of the prayers that she taught you?
Our Father.
Our Father.
It didn't shut out.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, it's going. It's the other side now.
And, you know, she learned us our prayer, and she said, learn us and say, when I lie down to sleep, I praise the Lord, my soul to keep. She told us that. And she told us to be nice to one another. And always speak kind words to one another. And that one thing she never allowed us to do, call one another food and dogs. And I hate you. She didn't allow us to use them words. She'll spank you, or she didn't spank you, she whip you. She would wind your dress up over your head too. And she would whip you if we knew those words. When
yesterday you were telling me about a woman that would take you out on the new moon. That you
oh yeah.
Tell me about her again.
When I forgot her name. I can't think of name. It might come to me as a, but when us, you know, the children, you know, at night, we used, they'll walk us. We'll be walking, like going to church. And, you know, when the moon be coming up or the moon be shining, you know, and all the children be behind or be in the front. We always had to be walk in the front of the elder people. And some of them used to tell us, say, what's that cider that would be our shadow, you know? And they said, can you outrun your shadow? Can you outrun that walking by you? And we'll haul off and go to try to run. And then they'll start laughing, you know. And this and that old lady, you know, she had on those sweeping dresses, and we'll have hold to, look like each child would have hold to her dress, you know, and she stopped. She said, hey, so y'all see the moon? And us would say, ma'am, so you see the moon? Said, now stop. And we'd sing, she started singing, Christ coming in the world by and by. And she always would have a 50-cent piece of it. She said it was 50 cent, she said. And she would hold it up. And she said, the Lord will bless that. Said, now I'm going to hold it up and give it to the moon. And she was saying, Christ coming in the world by and by to the shin.
Mm-hmm.
to the moon. And we'll be singing Christ coming in the world. This children come, Christ coming in the world by and by. Now the other voices, I done forgot them. Uh-huh. But we'll always say Christ coming in the world by and by. Huh?
Was that only at the new moon?
At the new moon. At the new moon. And she said, oh, she holding her apron. Now I need to be telling her, she, and they say, how she holding her apron? What you mean she holding her apron? She said, well, you see, not tilled it all the way. And she showed us the difference in it, you know. She said, when it's straight up, it wastes in the water. And said, when it just halfway over, she holding her apron up. You know, she would show us how it was done. And I say, and when I look up, I say, oh, she holding her apron. I say, no, she tilling her apron. She got the water, she pouring the water out. Say, it gonna soon rain. And sure enough, it would be raining. Soon rain, you know, as she was tilled it over. But when it was up, she was holding the water.
Oh. You know? So that's how she described the moon, the phases of the moon.
Yeah, and she showed us the man, you know, it was be a man. It looked like a man face in the moon. Mm-hmm. Well, it's still shaped like that now. Because I used to walk along and I said, Lord, I think about, you know, that old lady. I'm trying to think of her name. But she was a sweet old lady. I think she seed after everybody's charm. Around there, I think she was a granny. Remember hearing them talk about the granny?
Right.
I think she was a granny. I think she was. I think she was all of a granny.
Right.
And then you see, and she was. But I done forgotten her name.
Okay.
Because I know Mama used to tell us, say, y'all can go stay with your granny today. But I done forgotten her name.
What were your parents' names? Your mother's name? What was her name?
Aretha Davis.
Aretha Davis. And your father, what was his name?
Will Davis.
Will Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And were they both from Georgia originally?
No, my people, they all was West India.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, they was West India.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother, my grandfather was black West India.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother, she was a red.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't tell my grandmother from you to save your life.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm part my daddy. My daddy, he was black, West Indian.
Mm-hmm.
But his mother, she's red on the red side. And that's what made my color. My color go in and come sometimes. Some of them say, hey, how come you so light today? Yesterday you were dark. I said, you just leave my color alone. Well, you see, my color goes and come.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was the darkest one in our family. All the rest of them were light, very light.
And your mother's side of the family was West Indian also?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you remember all of their names? Your grandparents on both sides, do you remember their names?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. What were your grandparents on your father's side?
Uh-uh. I don't know.
Remember their names?
I don't know my... I know... But I can't think of their name.
Uh-huh.
I forgot. Her name was Susie. Her name was Susie. But the last part, I don't, can't remember. Because they named my oldest sister Susie. Mm-hmm. And my mom and mama, her name was Jenny. And my grandfather was a plumber. His name was Glover. Hmm? What was his name? I don't know. Forgot.
That's what happened to all of our histories in our families. Yeah. You know, the names disappear
because
we forget them so easily.
But it was. But the last was Glover. But his first name
That's your mama's side.
But his first name I can't think. I don't know it. I've forgotten it. But we always call him Big Daddy. And you see we didn't ever and we always called our grandmother Big Mama. We called our mama Peggy.
Is that right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You see, go. Mama said the only time she had any trouble with us, them 9 months, she was killing us. She said after we get up, you know, 4 and 5 months old, she would. Mama, if my dad and mama didn't come get us, her mama would. So she said, let me have my babies. I'll take care of my baby. And see, they would take us and take care of us. Mm-hmm. And you see, and she'd say, I'm your mama. Uh-uh. You my big sister. Say, I said, mm-mm, you my big sister. She said, no, I'm your mama. So I said, I got a big, big mama. So I went, oh, come see me. Them old people's. They was big, and they wore the dresses sweeping the streets. Mm-hmm. They went up their thighs and things. Oh, he was a lot of fun when I was coming up a child. My grandfather, they said we were spoiled, and I guess we were. I guess because they said my grandfather, he did say he would do that only kind, you see, I was the darkest one. And so I would look up and I'd see my grandfather coming. So, ain't nobody did nothing to me. But if I look up and see my grandfather coming down the street, I haul off and start to cry. And say, so I say, what are you crying about? And said, I see my grandfather and I started running to him. So he said, who bothered my black gal? If y'all don't leave my black chocolate gal alone, I'm going to hang you. That's all I want to see him coming. I started crying to make him get at them, you know, for doing things to me. And he said, Daddy, ain't nobody done nothing to that child. She just looked up and saw you coming. And she just hauled off and went to crying. And said, y'all done did something to my black chocolate gal. Say, who that bothered my black chocolate gal? Y'all keep your hands off of her. Keep your hands off of my black chocolate gal. He said, that's all I want. And then he'd sit down, you know. We had that old great big rocking, old-fashioned rocking chair. My grandmother had one. My grandfather had one. Well, it was all on the porch, you know. I can remember that. And they'd sit and he'd rock me now till I go to sleep. Well,
What about when you moved here to Eatonville? Let's talk a little bit about the way Eatonville was when you first got here, and what the town looked like, and some of the people that you remembered from your earliest memories.
Well, when I first come here, it was what year it was, but anyway, with nothing but a lot of palmetto. And it was about it wasn't no post office. It wasn't no post office. And it wasn't no running water. It wasn't nothing but wells and pumps. And no outdoors. Toilets. And palmetto everywhere. Little old wooden churches. This Macedonia was a little wooden church sitting right up there on the corner right there. And,
is it in the same place that it is now?
Yeah.
Same place.
But the front of it was turned. But toward
the side street or something?
It was turned this way toward the filling station, the front of it. You see, but they build it back a little further. And St. Lawrence, it was a wooden church. Had a beautiful steeple up on it and beautiful paintings inside. And open door church. They were just building that. Didn't have no pulpit. Didn't have nothing but cement floor, no benches, no sidewalk, nothing but a lot of wood, palmetto. Cemetery was right out there, Aubrey Dove. And this was a papa. Was just named street was named a Papa Avenue, I think it was a Papa.
Were the streets paved then?
No, were nothing but dirt, dirt all the way, sand from here all the way down to the lake. Everywhere you went, were no streets, were no street, nothing but little road, like passes all through. The houses, between the houses and things. And from that White House right there, clean on back down to the school, it was nothing but palmetto. And then you'd be a Bowdoin school like that. Bowdoin school, Hungerford was the Bowdoin school. And the little ponds, water, sit all in front of it. And on each side, over there where they said it used to be a funeral home right there, all that was nothing but water in that yellow house right there, Ms. Ward and them. They used to have a little packing house back there, where they pack fruit and sold fruit, ship fruit.
Oh.
And a lot of rabbits. They had a lot of white rabbits. And I think it was three houses. another house sitting on the corner where the laundromat at now, where they got a laundromat and a beauty parlor. It was a bungalow house there. And I used to, where the fire station at, that's where my daddy and his first wife, my stepmother, she was a beautiful lady. She was a sweet woman. She went to school at Hungerford. And it was a boarding school then. And where the fire station is, that's where her home house was. She come here when she was 13 years old. And she was, you know, raised up here. And that's when I come here. My father had married, and my mother had, my mother, she was dead and gone long. And he was married to her. And my mother used to tell her, said, well, when y'all find your daddy or see your daddy, say he might marry her again. You know, she used to tell us, you know, when, say, if your daddy ever marry her again, say, y'all, if y'all be nice to her, she'll be nice to you all. And that, we find that out to be true too. And she, you know, she would tell us that all along. She said, if I die and something happened to me, and if your daddy go away and come, he say, y'all find your daddy, and said, if he have a wife, y'all be nice to her. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, she was. And so, when I come here, I'm trying to think of her name. But her daughter lived it on down in the next house. So her name is Mary Montgomery. And Dash. It was Mother Dash. They call her Mama Dash. And it was a lady had a store right up there. And I used to come up there to the store, you know. My daddy said, used to say, I thought your mama sent you to the, I called my stepmama, mother. He said, I thought your mother sent you to the store. Who you been so long? I said, Mama Dash wanted me to come and sweep up under her bed. He said, oh, I thought you were down the streets there talking. I said, no. I was down there. I said, how come every time I go there, go into the store, she stopped me and I have to go in and sweep up under her bed? Daddy said, long as you go there and sweep up under her bed, that's all right. I had to get down on my knees and sweep up under her bed because she had these brooms. What you call them? Straw broom. And I had to sweep up under her bed. Oh, boy. And when I sweep up under her bed, she said, now go on to the store and get what your mama sent you. And you go home fast. I said, yes, ma'am. And when I get home, and mother wouldn't say nothing, but daddy always would say something. I had to sweep up under my daddy, up under Mama Dash's bed. He said, long as you sweep up, you see, you had them wooden floors and things. And when I was coming, they had the old shuck mops. and you had to scrub clothes, and they were pretty and white. And same thing when I come here. And they had them old outdoor dollies and the wells and pumps and things, and no running water. And it was another elder lady. What was her name? But anyhow, Hart Davis, well, I think they could tell you more than I'm telling. I forgot the first of her name. What was her name? But anyhow, she was the Davis, Hart Davis. Oh, I can't think of her lady name. But anyhow, she used to ask my daddy, she said, Dee, she said, you know, I don't fool with young people, and I don't play with children too much. She said, but your daughter is different from all the rest of these young ladies and young boys and things, right? So she different. And my daddy said, she knows to be different. So I don't care. So you never see her out down the streets and things like you see the other girls and boys. So, well, she knows better. So yeah, I know it's here. And when some of the elder people speak to her to tell her things, you know, so she always doing something for someone. So she knows to do that. So, and here's something about her I like. She said, because I don't let children play with me like I let her do. And so she'd come in there. I forget her name now. But anyhow, I say, well, I'll come around and see what you want me to do. What you want me to do? You want me to sweep up under your bed? You want me to make your bed? You want me to do? And so she said, nah. Said, well, I'll just come around to see how what you're doing, and said, I'll go to the next elder person, and I'll be going from house to house. I'm visiting them, asking them what could I do for them. And said, but the other young girls, and they don't do that. So they pass by you like they don't see you. Said my daddy, said, well, she knows to do that. Said, because that's the way we brought her up. And I never had, you know, I always had a good life when I was coming up a child. I never had no mean, beaut life. None of my sisters or brothers had no beaut, not as I know anything about. Mm-hmm. And I think we all was together.
Did any of your other brothers and sisters stay here in Eatonville, or did they move?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But my oldest, see, the oldest one was raised up north.
Right.
Yeah. And my oldest brother, he lived in Fort Lauderdale. So.
Well, he's pretty far away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
You mentioned the corn shuck mops. Do you mm-hmm. remember how those worked or how they were used on the floors?
Yeah, they would. I didn't use them, but I seen them
right.
Use. But they would. They always would have a tub, and they would put it in this tub and let them soak. And think, you know. And they'll pour the water on the floor and scrub it like that.
The reason I asked was because I've heard people, people have told me that they used to put sand on the floors.
Mm-hmm.
and they would use those
bandages
to grind the sand in and then sweep that out.
They had, you know, they used to have fireplace and they'd burn the oak ashes. And they would say that oak ashes. And I seen it someplace, I don't know where it was at, but it looked like to me it was out in somebody's yard, somewhere they had a, I don't know how, but anyway, they had a shape like a, and had a, and they looked like to me they would put them ashes in there, and they, when it rained or something other, you know, it was soaked, and they had something to catch that water. But I know they didn't lie to children, go there, because that stuff would eat you up. Mm-hmm.
It's a lie. It's what
you're yeah. And they call it lie. They said that'll bite you if you go there. And don't y'all go around that. And you know, the children didn't go around it. And they wouldn't let the little ones go nowhere near. But and I know they would put them ashes in there, and the water, you know, when it rained, you know, and it was dark. I can remember that too. And they'd take that and scrub floors with it, and they had chairs, you know, they scrub these chairs and these water buckets. They had wooden buckets and goes. And I can remember we went to one lady's house, I don't know who she was, I forgot her name. And they had goes, you know, that's what they would drink out. But you didn't see it. We didn't have no goes. We had something like a dipper. It was blue and white. I can remember it was blue and white, but we had them wooden buckets. And the children, we had our cups, what we drink out of it, it was blue and white. Our plate we ate out was blue and white. And we didn't eat to no other children's house and thing, because you see, if they had didn't have plates or they had bucket legs and things they had out in old tin cups and things, and see, we wouldn't eat to nobody else's house. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Because we would talk about it. And that's another thing my mom didn't allow us to talk about, what the other children had and what we had and what they didn't have. We didn't do that either.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what most people around here did for a living? Was there